Hymn number 123, As With Gladness, Men of Old. Curiosity during this holiday season, when all the controversy of whether or not Merry Christmas should be posted or whether or not Merry Christmas should be posted, to me it's irrelevant because the greatest gift of all, regardless, is still Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I wonder if our customs and our culture and our world today have dictated to us on how we worship. Is this not a season to remember the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ? It may not be His birthday and exact. It may not even be the season or the time in which Christ was born. But truly it is a time in which our heritage and our culture has adopted to worship God, so to speak, in honor of His birth when He came the first time. How many people missed the first coming of Jesus? What was the hand raising for? Does that mean you didn't see it happen? Or, oh, you missed it. Okay. Yeah, many of us weren't there when Christ was born. But many of us can be there through the reading of the Scriptures. Amen? We can experience the birth of Jesus. We can experience the testimonies. We can experience the walk of the three wise men, or the wise men, excuse me, that came to the side of Christ and offered these wonderful gifts to Him to begin His steps as a King of the universe. I wonder where we're at today with our walk with Jesus. This week I had somewhat of a privilege to put back together an old video camera that somehow had fallen into several pieces. I won't name names or anything, but it got that way. And so I put it back together and got it working again, and I found some old tapes. And I popped those tapes in, and to my amazement, there were tapes in there of me long ago, back before my Christian experience that I won't disclose too much. And to my utter amazement, I said, "Heidi, don't show these to the kids." And I wonder, have we looked back in our life experience and have we seen how God has changed each of us? It was pretty neat to see some of those old pictures with not joy, but to see how God has worked in my life. And then I popped in another tape, another oldie, and there I saw on that tape a baptism. None but yours truly being baptized, making a decision to follow Christ. It was amazing to look back and to see how God has worked in my personal life and how He is working in my life. Can you push a play button in your life and in your mind? And see back when, before, and to see after how God has been working in your life? I thought about those moments in my personal history in my life, and I wondered with amazement what God is going to do with me next. Has it ever occurred to you, maybe to me, I know it has recently more so, that I have made mistakes, I have come short of the glory of God, I have fallen from His grace, and to my amazement, as I come to Him in prayer, and as I kneel down before God and seek Him for forgiveness, I still imagine in my mind and feel His hand reaching down and saying, "My child, I forgive you." Wow, God's grace and God's mercy is still extended to a sinner such as I. Paul's testimony in the scripture, we've been studying the life of Paul recently, except for last Thursday night, but we've been looking at the life of Paul. Paul lived by his personal testimony. Paul was able to share his personal testimony. Through his personal experience, he was able to share the life of Jesus. And many times he came back to that experience, that road on the road to where? To where? Come on, you guys have been in that story. To Damascus, right? On that road, he comes back many times over, reiterating how God had called him to a personal ministry, a personal gospel ministry, to tell the world, to evangelize the world. And he came back to that. Many inquired of him, "What authority do you have?" "My authority is because I saw Jesus face to face." Have you met Christ face to face? Have you seen Jesus face to face? Sure you have. You can hear the words of Christ in the Bible. You can hear the words of God in the Scripture. You can come face to face with God and Jesus in the Scriptures. Have you come in contact with Jesus lately? Have you traced His birth as we did today and His death on the cross? Have you seen in the Scriptures the message portrayed why Jesus came to earth the first time and why He's coming a second time? You don't have to turn there, but these verses that are all so common to many of us, John 3:16 and 17, say to us, "For God so loved the world that He did what?" That's right. "That whosoever," what? "Believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be," what? What a wonderful hope we have, isn't it? This year of the giving and the receiving, I wonder if we can give the greatest gift of all. Can we give Jesus to others? And can we give our lives back to Christ? When I was a young kid, it was one of the things that I used to love. My dad was very exact and very organized, and he had all those Christmas bulbs lined up in a box, each by color, so that no color the same exactly was next to each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he would get on that ladder and he'd hang those string of lights around the house and he'd call up for the blue one. Then he'd call up for the red one. Then he'd call up for the red, yellow one. Then he'd call up for the green one. And that order each time so that no light was ever the same next to each other. But then when we took those lights down, we put them back in the exact order. I think he even had them numbered. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he did or not. But after that was all done, the first thing I like to do was get out my sleeping bag and lay out my sleeping bag on the couch. And after we finally put that last blinker light in, I like to get on the couch and watch those lights all night long until I fell asleep. I don't know what was so great about that, but it was pretty neat. Then my mom would put in a cassette tape. You guys remember cassette tapes? They'd pop in a cassette tape. And it was all those Christmas songs and the themes of the song. This certain tape was the drummer boy. I still have the picture in my mind. A little kid standing in a snowy field has his drum. I used to love that song, is that bum, 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 bum. You know the song. Bum, 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 bum. Wow, just thrilled my soul. No snow in Southern California, but I can imagine the snow somewhere else. No snowman for me out front in my yard, but I can imagine the snow somewhere else. And there I listened to that drummer boy song. It wasn't until years later that I really got the message of what was behind that drummer boy. I wish I had the words with me today. I didn't think to do it, but the intention of the song was, what can the drummer boy offer to the newborn king but the one beat of his drum? It's not much, is it? In reality, we don't have much to offer Jesus, do we? Because Jesus gave all to us. What can we offer back to Christ in this season? What can we give to Him? Maybe there's a play button in your mind or in your life somewhere that you can push rewind and hit play and see what God has done for you in the past and what He's doing for you right now and what He wants to do for you in the future. Friends, during the season, don't forget the greatest gift of all, and that's Christ. But don't forget to give back to Him what you can give, and that's your heart. We don't have much to give. We don't have much to offer. But we can give Him our hearts and our minds. Many missed out on the first coming of Jesus. Unfortunately, many are going to miss out on His second return. Friends, let's not be one of those. Let's be one of those people who are anticipating, eagerly awaiting, patiently looking forward to Jesus Christ coming again. What a great joy that will be. Amen? What a wonderful experience to see Jesus finally face to face. To see in a panoramic view, I believe somehow God's going to show us Earth history portrayed. We'll see our lives. We'll see the moment that God created all the way down through Earth's history, the fall of man, the sin, and how God intervened on our behalf, and friends, we'll fall down before the presence of God. And we'll sing glory to God. Holy, holy, holy to the Lord God Almighty. Friends, do you want to be there? Can you taste it? Can you feel it? Can you experience it? Today, as we sing our final closing hymn, will you give your heart to Jesus? Our closing hymn today is Joy to the World, number 125. And I want to appeal to your hearts today that you sing it with all the gusto that you can give, all the power that you can muster up within you. Let's sing with angelic hosts today as we sing Joy to the World, number 125. Our Father in heaven, what a privilege we have to worship You and to serve You. During this time, the season in which we give and receive, may the greatest gift we give to all men through us is Jesus. May we not hold back a part of us, but let us surrender at the altar all that we can give. Let us truly become the living sacrifice that You have called us to be. Thank You, dear Jesus, that You came to this earth and You walked among men, that You might identify with humanity to help those that are in need when challenged with sin and temptation. Thank you, dear God, that today we can come to you with our sins, that we can come to you with our failures. We can lay them at the throne of grace and find mercy to help us in time of need. Forgive us, I pray, of our sins and our shortcomings. Help us to draw close to you as the Scripture promises. If we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. Let us walk away from this congregation with the blessed hope and the assurance of your soon return. May we anticipate, may we look forward to your second coming. Jesus, thank you for all that you have done and all that you've given, that we might live and reign with you for eternity. This is my prayer in Christ's name. Amen.